Johnson. We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Rooks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual sovereignty. And today is the 6th of March, 2010. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've had yet another shooting incident, another patriot person, another 9/11 truther, went off on a rampage and shot people at the Pentagon before being shot himself and dying. This is, once again, ladies and gentlemen, I come back to the words of Janet Napolitano, fingering everybody as a terrorist today. This is the purpose of 9/11, in my opinion. A staged operation, a shell government operation, to create a climate that everybody in the whole country is going to be labeled a terrorist before it's over with. This is where we're headed. Everybody's a terrorist in the war on terror. And so this is, there's a lot of evidence, there's a lot of circumstantial things that I want to bring to your attention. First of all, the media is already saying the guy had doubts about September 11th. The headline out of the UK, from the Times Online, September 11th, conspiracy theorist opens fire at Pentagon. We know just a week ago, in fact it was last Saturday, if I've got everything figured right, last Saturday there was a drill in Washington, D.C., which simulated a subway shooting, a metro shooting. They had automatic weapons out there. The officers did. Now, we know that one of the patterns that these people have, these people being the authorities, the establishment, those that are in charge, whenever they're going to do one of these operations, a lot of times they will have a drill that coincides with the operation. It happened on September 11th. It happened when this IRS guy, another anti-government person, flew a plane into the IRS building in Austin, Texas. They had the fire department and hazmat on the scene, already ready to go into operation. It happened on September 11th. The FEMA director said that we arrived Monday night, swung into action on Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning was September 11th. So we're seeing these patterns over and over and over again at a time when our government wants to finger the patriot people as domestic terrorists. Now, so far, they're not calling this terrorism, but it's only a matter of time as these things continue to go on that they will be. I'll have more in a moment. Stay with us. This is Govern America. We'll be right back.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit HempUS.
This is Govern America. I'm Darren Wicks. As we continue on here, before the break I mentioned that we've had another shooting incident at the Pentagon, and I say another shooting. Well, we are on the eve, by the way, of a Supreme Court decision. I guess it's going to be sometime in July, but they're hearing the cases on they're hearing the case on a Supreme Court decision, which is going to decide the future of our gun rights in this country. Why is it that it seems like every time that we have a major court decision regarding guns, we have some kind of shooting incident, ladies and gentlemen? Do I think this is a staged operation? You absolutely bet I do. Absolutely. And the question is, who are these people that go on these tangents? You know, certainly MK Ultra, the CIA's program for mind control, back in the 1950s, those documents have been declassified largely. We know they perfected the art of mind control many, many years ago, many, many decades ago. Well, over a half a century ago, they were working on it. And do these programs continue today? Well, all you have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is look at the evidence that we have. Look at the motive. The federal government does not want dissension. We do not have a government that welcomes dissension today. We have an increasingly hostile government, hostile to our freedoms, hostile to our liberty, hostile to our privacy. They want to spy on everything that we do. They want to listen in on everything that we do. They want to tag us, ID us, fingerprint us, scan us with naked body scanners at the airport. And what's the best way to get to that point where you have an absolute complete police state? Convince the public. You have to convince the people that it's necessary. How do you do this? You employ the Hegelian dialectic. You create the crises leading up to the event so that it makes sense that you have no freedom. It makes sense that you have no privacy. It makes sense that they take it all away from you. At least to the average person who doesn't know what's going on. This is why it's so important to keep it in mind. Whenever you see these situations taking place, whenever you see any headline, every single headline out there is a Hegelian argument for change of some kind. Pentagon shooter dead, posting anti-government rantings before attack. This is a headline from ABC News. Police say John Patrick Bedell stayed calm during shooting, had posted anti-government rants. The gunman who charged into one of the Pentagon's main entrances and opened fire has died from gunshot wounds to the head, and authorities are looking into his recent rants against the government as a potential motive. John Patrick Bedell, age 36, died at the hospital Thursday night after Pentagon police returned fire. Police told ABC News that the two police officers wounded in the shooting have been released from the hospital after suffering minor injuries. They are now on administrative leave pending the investigation of the incident, police said. The attack seems to be another suicide mission aimed at the government, while police have said that they are not certain of a motive. They are investigating internet postings in which Bedell wrote and recorded audio expressing his anger towards the government. Quote, the moral values of individuals and communities are increasingly attacked by a political system where deceit is routine and accepted and the only standard is power, unquote, he said in an online video. Authorities say Bedell's had brushes with the law in the past and used his internet musing mentioned article charges for marijuana possession as a reference to the government's intervention in his life. The shooting came just weeks after Joe Stack flew his plane into the IRS office in Austin, Texas, after leaving a lengthy manifesto in which he told the IRS to, quote, take my pound of flesh and sleep well, unquote. Bedell opened fire at 6:40 p.m. Thursday after officers asked him for an access pass, police said. Quote, it came at the time of night when thousands of Pentagon employees were trying to leave the building at one of the Pentagon's main entrances, unquote. ABC News correspondent Martha Radatz told Good Morning Americans, America's George Stephanopoulos. ABC News' Luis Martinez was inside the Pentagon when the shooting started as a building-wide announcement notified workers that the metro had been locked down. Employees began trying to make their way to various exits, only to find each one blocked. I don't know how much of this I don't want to get bogged down too much in this, in those details. Here we see from the New York Times, gunmen at Pentagon linked to anger against U.S. They talk about this in here about a month ago. They say Mr. Bedell disappeared and his parents filed missing persons reports with the authorities. Mr. Monaco said, adding that the parents also told the police that Mr. Bedell might be a danger to himself. Not long afterwards, he said police pulled Mr. Bedell over in Texas and found drugs in his possession. Anyway, I don't know how much of these things I want to share, ladies and gentlemen. But just prior to the point, a week ago, they were having a drill. And I remember, I think we even talked about this on the show. This is from WTOP, evidently a radio station, but I covered a different article on the show, and I don't remember what the source of my article was, but it was a mainstream source, about how they were having this drill. WTOP says drill will simulate shooting at Metro Station. It says if you see lots of police and hear commotion at the Friendship Heights Metro Station late Wednesday night, relax, it's just a drill. But it is a drill that will simulate gunfire between two shooters in the station with multiple passengers injured or killed. Metro says its police department's special response team will respond to the incident along with the police, fire, and emergency medical Services personnel from D.C., Montgomery County, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. It's important to test and practice our response to this type of crisis that would impact Metro's ability to provide safe and essential transportation services. So, we have a drill. A week later, we have the actual shooting. It just seems like over and over again, the same patterns take place, ladies and gentlemen. And it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time before these people start saying the case is made. Well, we've had numerous incidents involving patriot people, involving militia-type people, involving people who are constitutionalists, who are against the IRS, who despise, quote-unquote, government oppression. They have the same rhetoric. So we have the Missouri Information and Analysis Center putting out reports. We have different fusion centers evidently around the country. MIAC is the one we know about. There are others, I'm sure, probably all of them. They're putting out reports. We know the FBI for years has been putting out reports fingering constitutionalists as potential domestic terrorists. So what do they have to do to make their case? They have to have domestic terrorists that are patriots. So I'm telling you folks, I believe with all of my heart, these are not accidental occurrences. They're not chance occurrences. They're not disgruntled people who just went off their nut and went on shooting rampages or flying rampages in the case of the Joe Stack who flied his plane into the IRS building. These are orchestrated events by the shadow government to convince the public that we're a danger to ourselves. And I gotta tell you folks, it's like I was telling somebody at work the other day. I don't believe it was by chance. I don't believe it was an accident that we have the very legislation that defines what the terrorist laws are going to be, that takes away our freedom. The very legislation is named the USA Patriot Act. Now, why do you think that is? I'll tell you what I think. I think that they named that law with the thought in mind that this will be the legislation that will enable us to eventually round up the American people who love their country, who love the Constitution, and despise government oppression and have the guts to speak out about it. That's what we're getting at here. Now, we're coming up to break time again. It's incredible how fast the time goes. I have Jeff in Massachusetts, John in Tennessee. We'll get to you on the other side of the break. If you'd like to call in, folks, you're certainly welcome to do so. 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I think it's important to talk about this stuff because the average, you know good and well, the media is not going to tell you the full story. And I'm not trying to sound like a conspiracy kook, folks, but we've seen these same patterns over and over and over again. Same patterns. Same modus operandi. Let's go ahead and take the break. We'll be back in a moment. This is Covered America on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Royal Berkey Water Purifier is perfect for a mid-sized family. Purified water for drinking, cooking, and other needs, the Royal Berkey can expand to use four black Berkey elements, which can purify up to 8 gallons per hour. Give RBN a call today. Your family deserves to drink clean, purified water. For the best tasting water available, call 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719.
Coming out of Babylon, how one man is doing it. Go to freedom-school.com. Link to Jerry F. Kirk only. What one man can do, another man can do. Nothing sold, nothing charged, and you may not make any monetary donations to this man.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After a total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Wake. Let's go right to the phone lines. The number, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go to Massachusetts and talk to Jeff. Jeff, good morning.
Well, good morning. Well, you know what? I give this program a big thumbs up, but this is very, very scary. And here's my thought on this subject. In people's houses, your house, my house, when you see a rat in your house or mice in your house, how do you react? Rhetorical question. You want to kill that rat or that mouse because sure. It's smelly, it leaves droppings, it eats your food, it's a nasty creature. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Homer Simpson is watching his ball game. He sees a mouse and then sees the shooting at the train station. Sees a mouse, sees 9/11 happen. Sees a mouse, and sees this person slam a plane into the building, and all that's going through his mind is we have all these extremist rats out there. We have rats in the Middle East. We have rats in America, and I'm not getting my Social Security because of all these handicapped people. So we have to reduce the population and just kill off all these rats.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? To expand the subject, you're going to see worldwide genocide on a scale that will absolutely blow your mind away. And our proverbial Homer Simpson, his unemployment is running out. On top of that, too old to get work, and that's what he's thinking in the back of his mind. We have to eliminate these rats. These rats are causing all these problems.
Well, I do know that with regard to the unemployment thing, and I'm glad you brought that up again because we talked about that quite extensively last week.
Yes.
But they did pass a bill, I guess, to extend both houses evidently passed it, and they have to work out the differences between the two houses, and then they're going to send it to Obama for a signature, and I'm sure that he'll probably sign it. So if, assuming this bill gets passed, and the unemployment compensation will be retroactive, so nobody will lose any funding. But, see, my point in all this, you know, and I think some people misunderstood me. I tried to make it very clear. I am not in favor of social spending.
Mm-hmm.
Social spending is socialism.
Exactly.
Plain and simple. But we can go to Haiti and help people out of Haiti. We can go send our military around to do different nation-building tactics around the world. We can do all kinds of things. We have plenty of funds, evidently, for health care. At least they think we do. Now, folks, we're a bankrupt country.
Exactly.
We're massively in debt. The only reason we've been able to keep it all going is because other countries have been financing our debt, and yet they can come up with a 2,400-page health care bill that's going to cost trillions of dollars. You know, Obama can come up with a $3.8 trillion budget, but, oh, man, we don't have the funds in the Treasury to keep people's unemployment checks going after we create a situation with world trade agreements that gut their industrial and service sectors so they have no jobs. So that was the point. And there is a bill, and I'm going to talk about this a little later, hopefully, in the show. There is a bill in Congress right now that would rescind NAFTA, evidently.
Oh, I hope so.
So I don't know how serious they are. This may be a political football, a game they're playing to look good. But at least the attention is focused in the right place in that regard, if, in fact, they're serious about it. So anyway,
go ahead,
Jeff.
But you see, as far as Haiti and all these countries are concerned, have you heard the old saying, killing somebody with kindness? All this foreign aid, you know what it's going to do to the Homer Simpson? We don't know anything. He just received an unemployment check and so forth. Homer's going to say, man, we ought to just drop a dirty bomb on Haiti. Screw them. I mean, and as far as funding Israel and all these other countries around Israel, Homer Simpson's going to say, screw that. And you know what? You're going to see a real bloody revolution in this country that I don't want to see and you don't want to see. Well, this is not panic talk, but the government is conditioning the people to go against guys like me, guys like you, and anybody who believes in the Constitution, Christians, Jews, Muslims, extremists. Look at Cass Sunstein. He wants to eliminate conspiracy
Absolutely.
Theories.
That guy's a real nut.
That guy is dangerous. And you see, and you see pretty soon it's going to be, I'm going to be on the bus saying something, and a transit cop will have me under arrest, and I'll be charged with a hate crime on the bus or on the train if I say something to a friend of mine that's not politically correct, which is rooted in communism, by the way. And you know what? I know the Patriot talk shows have been talking for years about a false flag event, and that's another thing, too, is media overload. People are just going to get so sick and tired of hearing all this stuff, they're just going to shut off and say, honey, get me a beer, turn on the game, and get rid of these rats.
See, the problem is that today is the jihad. I've said this over and over again. Today it's the Muslim Islamic jihadist, okay? Tomorrow it's going to be the Patriot people.
Yes.
But then it's going to be somebody else. You see, after it's the Patriot people and the quote-unquote militia groups, they'll move on to somebody else because everybody fits into some kind of group. Hey, thanks for the call, Jeff. I appreciate it. We have a break, folks. We'll be back in a moment with John in Tennessee and your phone calls as well. Stay with us. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
How would you like to save up to $1,000 on your grocery bills? TDMS Marketing Research is conducting a special consumer spending study in your area. Call today and receive a certificate for $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons. Then choose the coupons you want from hundreds of name brand groceries, personal and household items, and redeem them in supermarkets. TDMS has done the coupon clipping for you, so you save time and money. To receive your certificate for $1,000 of grocery discounts and coupons, you just pay a small processing fee of only $2.95. Fill your shopping cart while saving money. This is a limited time offer, so don't delay. Some restrictions apply. Call toll free 1-877-303-1622 now to get up to $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons for just $2.95. Call 1-877-303-1622. That's 1-877-303-1622. Call now 1-877-303-1622.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, a transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go to Tennessee and talk to John. John, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Another interesting week, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Always is.
What's that?
It always is.
Yeah, it always is. When you look at what happened at the Pentagon, Darren, if that were the only time it would have happened, you could have said, well, someone, popped the gasket. But when you look at it in light of past events, and when you look at the facts that have been presented, and you look at the things that have happened, that we know, there's some strange, if you believe in coincidence, there's some strange coincidence in these people, Virginia Tech shooter, this woman in, down in Atlanta or Georgia a week or two ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, the Texas shooting at the fort. These people were all involved or had some association with the Department of Psychology or some kind of event in their life where they've had undergone mental counseling, different things. So you've got to understand that it is orchestrated events.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there for a reason. It's always in conjunction with a bill or a law that's about to be passed. It just happens, folks, to have some importance to the shooting or to whatever, whether it's gun control or whether it's a terrorist bill, And I guess where I'm going with it is I had something occur 2 days ago. I'm up in a little country town in Tennessee called Pleasant View. Really nice little place. I'm making a delivery, and here's this cop car that comes in. It looks like something off a Terminator movie. It's got an emblem on it, and I happen to know that this little city has no police force. They don't even, the county sheriff does it all in this little town. So this car comes in. It's got a really strange-looking logo on the door. Guy gets out of the car and he's phoning this police car up. So me being the shy person that I am, I'm going to get as much information as I can. Strike up a conversation. Now, Darren, the door says, Crime Suppression Services Incorporated, has a double-edged sword with two lightning bolts crossing the sword. Huh. And it says, and I'm probably mispronouncing this, Onus and Virtus, which I guess is honor and virtue. So I'm kind of pulling on this guy's ear a little bit. And I said, well, do you happen to have a business card that I can have? Well, sure. So he hands me a business card. It's a P.O. box in Pleasant View. That's about 30 miles from Nashville. I said, well, are you a cop? He said, no, we're a crime suppression service. We do extrication, executive protection, and we're also the Metro Nashville Public Housing Authority Crime Suppression Unit. And I said, well, what does that mean? You take the place of the police? And he says, no, we're the first responders. We go in before the police.
No,
so
sure.
Through it, man, this is strange. But as the conversation goes on, and I won't go into a lot of detail, I find out that the people that he has working for them are all former Special Services, Navy SEALs, Green Berets. And he said, he hands me this card, he says, I'm always looking for some more professionals, if you happen to know of anyone. Now, folks, they're setting the stage. And this guy's, you know, he's got it all, man. He's got the jackets, he's got the guns, he's got the computer in the car. It looks like a cop car, but it's a private police force. They're getting ready to squelch anything that may happen.
Yeah.
He looked at me and he says, you know what's going on, don't you? I said, buddy, I probably have a clearer understanding of what's coming than you do. And he just smiled.
Wow. That's pretty interesting. What do you think that he meant by you know what's going on?
And the interesting thing about it, or the reason that I called in this morning, and I know, you know, some of your listeners haven't clicked on yet or haven't turned the radio on yet, but this cannot just be happening in some small town in Tennessee. This has got to be going on around the nation.
Well, we know these Justice Department grants go out to these different fusion centers around the country, and we know these police departments are funded. This is what community-oriented policing service is all about, is gathering intelligence on the people, you know. So this fits right in, but see, the privatization of the police force, that's a very interesting situation, and I don't think that happened by chance, John. I think you were in the right place at the right time.
Well, he actually said to me, Darren, he says, and I won't get this verbatim, but I'll try to come as close as I can recall. He said, and these people in these little towns think they're exempt. They're not. So basically, when the excrement hits the air propulsion device, they're going to be all over, folks. They're going to be knocking on you. I don't care if you're in the middle of Iowa, if you're up on a mountain in Kamei like Jack McLamb, or you're up at Ruby Ridge, or you're in Metro Detroit, or you're in D.C., or anywhere else. When it hits the fan, they're going to come out like roaches. They're going to be everywhere.
Yeah, it's certainly something that's very disturbing and distressing to think about.
Well, I would say that if you know you have a good sheriff or a sheriff who is awake, that you talk to your sheriff, that you volunteer to be part of his posse, because we all know, and for what it's worth, you know, it may come down to that, but we know that the sheriff is the ultimate in the county. And if you're part of his posse, well, you're going to have a whole lot more support. And legally, if they care about the law, legally, they can't take your guns if you're part of the posse. So well, I would say if you've got a good sheriff, volunteer to be his posse. Joe, the guy down in Tucson, Arapola or whatever it is, has 5,000 men on his posse. And I'm sure that a sheriff that's any count, if they knew trouble was coming in a town of 10,000, if he knew trouble was coming to his county, would be happy to have 10,000 men on his posse, because he doesn't want to go alone any more than you do.
Well, I think the sheriffs all across the land and every county and every state need to be educated about these issues, and I know a lot of them have been. And you know, there's actually a war on sheriffs today. There's certain places that are trying to eliminate the sheriffs. So I mean,
I've got a good one, and he made it known to me that as long as you're not shooting at the sheriff's department, that he's not taking your guns. And he
that's
said,
good.
We the only thing I thing. Ask, the only thing that I ask, or that I will tell you, if you're shooting at a sheriff, we will shoot back. He said, but if you're not shooting at us, and you have no criminal record, you have a right to your guns, I will not take them. So, and his entire, and in fact, my niece is on the sheriff's department down in Alabama. I won't tell what town, but it's a large town in Alabama. And all of these sheriff deputies submitted a petition to the sheriff basically telling him that they will not be a part of confiscation. And the sheriff agreed with them. So there is at least one large town in Alabama that will go unnamed that understands the Constitution and will not take the guns in Alabama.
All right, well, I appreciate that, and I really appreciate you sharing that story, because that's...
Well, I'll
with you on that. I really think that this kind of thing is happening all over the country. If it's happening there in Tennessee, it's happening everywhere. Because
I'll scan the card, you can put it up on the web.
What's that?
I said I'll scan the card, and you can put it up on your website.
Yeah, do that. That would be interesting to see. Thanks a lot, John.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Folks, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go to Missouri. Talk to Ron in Missouri. Ron, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you're on
the opposite
here.
Extreme, here in Maplewood, Missouri, we had a young lady at traffic court, and she said, stand in line, show us your papers, give us your money. This young officer said, what did you say? The young lady says, I said, stand in line, show us your papers, give us your money. He says, I'm going to arrest you. She says, and on what charge? He says, I will make up one. And had several witnesses, and you can see the story on FoxNewsNow.com.
Interesting.
And the chief of police, well, he's been retrained and put him back out in the force.
Mm-hmm.
The other lady's name is Catherine Bryce, and she belongs with the Liberty Restoration Project out of Kansas City. She did have a little tattoo on her arm that said questioned everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been sharing this story with several different radio hosts, and I have a copy of it on my hard drive, and I made an extra DVD copy just in case something happens to the hard drive, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And this is an amazing story that the officer would say in public, and the witnesses, by the way, did come forward and say to Channel 2 and to the police chief doing the investigation, you know, what he said. My problem is, I hope she sues him for false arrest is a wonderful place to start, and for taking away her constitutional, which we could spend hours on the Constitution if we really have one, but on her right to free speech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, every day it seems like America's getting more and more like Nazi Germany. You know, every day we become more and more like a communist-type police state. And, you know, all I can say, folks, is don't give up your guns. Hang on to your guns. As John was saying, educate your sheriff. You know, do what you can. But certainly, I don't want to leave people with an overwhelmed feeling like we've lost this battle. But we do have to face the realities of what we do face. And it's a very dire situation at certain times, isn't it, Ron?
Absolutely. Now here, at least in the Maplewood, the witnesses did come forward. They weren't scared. And they did come forward and back the young lady up, you know, in person and on TV. And she did thank the witnesses for coming forward, you know, instead of being cowards, and I didn't see anything. And the problem I have is that this police officer was put back on the force.
Wow. Well, that is very disturbing.
And, apparently he's a new academy graduate, a friend of mine who's been a cop for about 30 years in another municipality said he's getting out. And he says he loves his job. He loves most of the people that he serves in this area. But he says these young recruits are going to get him or somebody else killed with their rogue attitude. Yeah. And he says, I'm out of here.
Well, there you go. There's the divide. You know,
absolutely.
The older exit, the new ones come in, they're freshly trained into these new tactics, these new Nazi-type tactics, and, yeah, what do you say? You know?
Well, by the way, in St. Charles County, I'll leave you with this, and one fire, as the people haven't gone strange enough, in St. Charles County, Missouri, the people have volunteered to put a little box on by their front door with their house keys. And if there's an emergency and you can't respond to the door, they will use a special code to only open that box in an emergency and get your house keys.
Sure.
Now, if you believe that, that people are volunteering, signing up for this.
Yeah, you know, and I went to Lowe's or you know, one of these home building places recently, and they got the doorknobs there with the fingerprints on them. You know, you can scan your fingerprint into the doorknob now to open up your house if you want. And I'm quite sure that somehow the government has a way of getting in there without scanning their fingerprint. You know, I'm sure that's all built into their little system. You
now,
know,
that story I missed. That is bizarre. Wow.
Yeah, it's 2010. You know, it's 2010. What do you say?
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'll let you get to more calls, but you have a good program.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it, Ron. God
and you go to fox2nows.com, by the way.
Okay, fox2now.com, listen.
And it'll be under the Fox Files.
Okay.
And they aired the story on the 3rd.
All right.
Okay, have a good one.
Yep, God bless you.
You too.
800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. Moving along here. Here we see from the Montreal Gazette, U.S. will determine who can board some Canadian flights. We're talking about how the United States is quickly becoming a police state, how everything they want to do, situations are orchestrated today in Hegelian fashion. If you don't understand the Hegelian dialectic, folks, you need to get on board with that, because everything is a Hegelian situation today. Very little actually just happens in society today. It's all, we're all being socially engineered. And this is a part of the process, conditioning the minds to accept the changes that people don't want to accept. So the Montreal Gazette says U.S. will determine who can board some Canadian flights. They say starting in December, some passengers on Canadian airlines flying to and from and even over the United States without ever landing there will only be allowed to board the aircraft once the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has determined they are not terrorists. Now, how are they going to determine they're not terrorists, ladies and gentlemen? And what's going to be the criteria in the coming days for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to determine whether or not you're a terrorist? We've talked about it in the past. Nancy Levant wrote an article about it where they have now a database for you to be screened against in order to gain employment. So the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has to approve you in order for you to get a job today. So now the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has to approve you to board certain flights. Well, that's not surprising, is it? We already have the no-fly list. But see, this is the point, folks. As cars become less and less on the roadways due to Agenda 21 programs, Obama's got the high-speed rail program. Maybe we'll get into that a little bit more later on in the show, too. I don't know where we're going to go exactly. But the point is that high-speed rail is intended to replace cars. They want to take fuel up to $7 a gallon. I got another article on that. Certain people do. So the idea is to phase out cars, increase public transportation, and everything they're doing for the airlines today can be done for high-speed rail tomorrow. And I guarantee you, if they get their way, it will be. Stay with us. We'll continue in a moment.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on, by the way, the website is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com. I've spent the last couple of days working on the news headlines. We have a service, a key service that we've been using to publish the Daily Dialectic there on the website. And for some reason, they are discontinuing a component of that service that we relied upon to publish those headlines. So consequently, I've been experimenting with different things to roll out the headlines on our own. And every time it seems like I got something that is going to be a workable solution, something happens and it ends up being a real problem. One of the things that we had was I realized with one of these scripts, one of these programs that we have running on the website, that it doesn't interpret the dollar sign properly. You know, we were all set to go with this thing, and then I realized, oh, every time there's a dollar sign in the news story, it doesn't print the dollar sign, and just as an added bonus, deletes the digit after the dollar sign, the first digit. So that can really foul things up, because you have any idea how many stories have dollar signs in them? So we scrapped that. We have another one in place. Hopefully this one will work. But anyway, we are revamping things on the in the headlines there on the website. But anyway, it's governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com. The email address is radio@governamerica.com. And the phone number, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. And by the way, I wanted to say this, that RBN's having a pledge drive. If I realize things are tight, times are hard for many people, but if you are able to donate, they certainly could use your money to keep the network going. If you'd like to donate, you can call during business hours, 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Business hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. And after hours or any time, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and donate online. Also, they have generic business cards, $8 per 100. It includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. So you can get that. That's a great way to spread the word about the network. Certainly that's needed as we're trying to wake up those Homer Simpson types that the earlier caller was talking about. Anyway, these are the people that we're trying to reach, folks, and RBN's reaching it. We're reaching out. This network has a very broad reach, a lot of people learning the truth. You know, I've had people, folks, and this is the point. I want to make this clear. Not everything is negative. I know this show has been pretty negative today. There are a lot of good things happening, too. Somebody recently told me, well, why are you involved in this? Why are you busy doing all of this? Because it's really not making any kind of difference. Where's the changes? What has positively been affected by what you're doing, by what your work? You spend hours doing this. What's the point? And, folks, we've seen a lot of positive things happen recently. The health care bill appears to be in trouble. Now, that's not a guarantee. They're still working on it. The climate bill, for now, appears to be dead because of all the scandals. That's another thing that's happened. There's a lot of things, and there's a lot of people waking up. There's other things, too. But there's a lot of good things that are happening today. And the fact that there's a bill in Congress right now dealing with NAFTA indicates that there is a groundswell of opposition to the tactics of globalization, which has gutted our industrial and service sectors. I view this as all a good thing, and it wouldn't have happened if you didn't have people telling the truth on these alternative networks. So it's vital to support RBN. It's vital to support your alternative talk radio shows and networks, because otherwise, folks, the truth is not going to get out. Hour number two of Govern America is about to begin. Stay with us. We'll be back.
With recent international